This is Radiofiles, a showcase and analysis of productions from the international radio art network Radia. Today we visit Radio X in Frankfurt am Main in Germany.
My name is Verena Kuni. Well, basically I'm completely not into audio, as you know, but into visual. I am a professor for visual culture in Frankfurt am Main. My basic profession is thinking and writing about art, media, and culture, but most of this stuff is in a way based in what we perceive when we are looking at something. But this, of course, does not exclude the other senses, like smell, like touch, and also audio. Yeah, from audio to radio, that's another step, because that's indeed a funny story. I mean, I was always a writer, and when I got this opportunity, when I moved to Frankfurt, it was exactly the year when Radio X was starting to broadcast on a stable frequency. It started basically long before 1997. There were always people in Frankfurt, most of them with a background in the arts, in fine arts, performance, literature, and so on, poetry. And they did occasionally something like pirate radio shows, or they got a temporary license and a lot of experimental stuff. And then there was this decision by, I don't know whom, I think, the city of Frankfurt to open up for a license for a local radio station, and several initiatives made this application. And the group that became, in a way, Radio X, they made it. Radio X got this license in 1997, and friends of mine from Frankfurt were active in this framework, and we decided to start a show. I was always into sound studies a little. I was kidding when I was telling you I'm completely a visual-only person, of course, but as a matter of fact, it was an open question or an experiment for me to get into this art stuff in a completely non-visual, audio-only broadcasting framework. So, but it went very well. Our very first show was this is in the framework of a documenta, was The Sounds of Documenta, of Documenta X.
How is it organized? How many people are involved, and what's the structure?
The structure is really complicated. It's an association consisting of associations. And of course, the most important association is the radio makers, if you want so. And these are, well, I would say like hundreds. You don't know everybody. It's a really big association. And then there's a more dense structure with a commission watching over the programs and the slots. So there's a democracy within a democracy, and it's a very vivid structure. What's fine is there are many people who are engaged for, just like me, like for 20 years or so. And but what is, of course, more important, there are always people joining and experimenting with radio as a medium. We are not getting too old, if you want so. It's a whole variety of people with different backgrounds. As I said, the majority of these people in the arts or cultural fields, yet we have also communities, local communities, like the very famous Finnish community who has a stable show, which is just great, even if you don't speak Finnish. And we have also local, sub-local communities from different regions of Frankfurt. And then we have many individuals or groups of individuals who are doing these kind of crazy shows, like Radia, if you want, so is one of them. So this is the big freedom, that there's a lot of trust put into what people want to develop. When I'm thinking about radio shows, I have this idea of not necessarily inviting artists who are completely into audio, but artists who I think get this idea to make something of a certain framework, this audio framework, and not only audio, but something that will be broadcasted. And I'm very conservative with broadcasting. I love broadcasting, and I'm not so much into podcasting. So I want something that that is going, if you want, into the air. And people are sitting beyond their Volksempfänger and listening to this very show now together, this imaginary community of listeners. Yeah, basically I'm looking for artists who like this idea to do something especially for being broadcasted.
My name is Gabi Schaffner and I work as a freelance audio artist, and I think my favorite field is visionary documentarism, and my main media is audio, and but I started out as a poet and writer and became a photographer, and now I'm more or less putting it all together. Yes, and in the recent years I have done more and more radio. The Earthworm came about because Verena asked me to do a radio show for her, and I had 2 or 3 days time, and that it was very urgent. And I had done a radio play for the Hessischer Rundfunk, and that was called Gardens of Yesterday, and I had so much tracks and stretches remaining from there, like remains, just trash and long stretches of weird sounds, which I found much, much more interesting than the actual radio play. I was doing an interview with Teori Haala, who is a Finnish DIY artist and who was exhibiting in Berlin in a gallery. So, and Teori showed me his paintings, and on one of them he was like, and he was describing his paintings, and he had a very, very hard childhood. And so he said, I said, hey, what's on this painting? And he said, hey, that's the shit boy. I said, is that you? And he said, yeah, I was feeling so shitty, so I'm the shit boy. And you see, there's this heap of compost, and then there's the earthworm. And can you see here, the earthworm is eating the shit boy, and it turns all this shit, human shit, into big fruitful compost. So I taped this conversation with him. And then when I was piecing the piece together for Verena, I thought, oh God, yes, I must take this Teori Haala recording into it. So the Teori Haala recording actually structures this almost 30 minute piece. And of course, then I thought, I came up with this thing, The Journey of the Earthworm, also because the whole thing became more and more trippy. And so I was reminded of LSD trips, which I hadn't tried out, but like all this art of Teori Haala is basically like an LSD trip. That's how the journey came about. And then it has different stations, you know, the earthworm travels like through the earth and through the sky. And actually in the end, he's even in Australia. It's not a rational piece. It's a piece that I felt my way through. Yes. I pieced it together in 2 days, you know, really. And I can't, and the computer crashed with the original files. So that's all that's left.
And now, radio show number 592. The Journey of the Earthworm by Gabi Schaffner for Radio X.
Hello, this is a show from Radio. We're a group of stations bringing new and forgotten ways of making radio to our listeners.
Delta 2 Yankee, Juliet Romeo.
Each week we give artists the challenge to make radio that works across the whole of Europe and beyond.
Delta 2 Yankee, Delta 2 Yankee, Juliet Romeo.
Are you up for it?
Hello and welcome. This is Radio X with Radiator X, our special international format. Today proudly presenting The Journey of an Earthworm, Die Reise des Regenwurms by Gabi Schaffner. The earthworm travels on radio frequencies, earthy hacks and conglomerates of audio matter. He, she passes through mosquito clouds. Yes, this earthworm can fly. Birdsong, thunderstorms, attends a Finnish summer theater show, listens to a boy and his mother singing, visits the acoustic remnants of a German garden show, finds happiness in the ringing of porcelain bells, and finally merges into silence and is gone. Gabi Schaffner is an audio artist based in Berlin and traveling almost everywhere, just like the earthworm. Find out more about this show at www.radia.fm. And now, enjoy!
It's not your person, it's not your ego, it's the real self, but it's the other one. Just say that after childhood I needed some rest, but finally now the earthworm eats my past. And then there is a picture, an earthworm is eating a shit boy, because it's a shit boy here, and also here the worm is eating the shit boy. And when the worm eats the shit boy, then it becomes good soil of earth to grow vegetables, whatever plants. one trip of the Eskimo shaman, and Eskimo shaman said that the stone was speaking to the man, and the stone said that, "Oh, I'm just laying here on the meadow because so that the wind doesn't blow the humus away." And I had done this kind of work by myself then, because this biological farming, I understood that you have to cover the skin of the earth. It cannot be naked. This is a quite strong sound now.
It's funny. It's funny. You speak about nature and contemplation.
Change on. Okay. You have sudden moment, you got some idea. It's something new. It's something new which you never have known before. Then you have a feeling that it's not my idea. I have got it somewhere. And someone else. And that's the, like a wonder of the pure moment. And that's why I think that the artists, they become so excited, and that's inspiration. That's called inspiration. I would ask from the soil of the field, how would you like to be cultivated? What would be the normal way? And then I understood that it's not the mechanical way with iron, and in nature it would be the normal rottening and decay. And the earthworm is one of the most efficient animals who can eat all what is already dead. An earthworm can even eat shit, and it transforms it to the good soil. And if you think of the word inspire, spire means tower also. Inspiration. And inspire, there is also the word ratio, inspiratio. And it's rational. And that's the Greek word is logos. And then you could say that in nature there is the logos. It's some kind of logos or reason of the nature itself. And then geometric is the basic language in nature, because all the atoms and structures, stones, that's the original language of nature. And that's why I was so interested of geometry, because I felt that it can teach me things which I don't know.
susta tuli sitten se merikapteeni.
Jep.
Ja kiersit koko maailman ja näet kaiken värisiä kavereita.
Jep, jep. No mitä susta tuli sitten keksiä vai?
No, tavallaan.
Aha.
Mä perustin semmosen veneveistämön ja keksin niihin veneisiin kaikenlaisia eriskummallisia lisävarusteita.
Kuten esimerkiksi?
No esimerkiksi airot.
Airot?
Jotka näyttää ihan perämoottorilta ja...
Perämoottorilta?
Perämoottori, jotka näyttää airolta. Hei, niin. Se oli muuten samalla telttaretkellä silloin, kun me tavattiin ne... Se nuori nainen ja se arpinaama.
Just, Liisa ja Suokko. Me oltiin palamassa kotiin siinä kammottavassa myrskyssä ja me pelastettiin ne molemmat veneeseen.
Tuunilta oli huvivene uponnut.
Joo! Auttakaa! Auttakaa! Mä hukun!
No et sä enää huku!
Hukupas!
No et huku, sä oot meidän veneessä jo!
Pojat! Ettehän te vaan kerro tästä kellekään!
No eihän me nyt... Teillähän se vahinko kävi. Meni huvijahtia kaikki.
Se oli mun yhden kaveri huvijahti. Me lainattiin sitä vähän niinku ilman lupaa. Ei me yleensä tällaista, että toi Suokkosessa on oikeesti aivan hyvä ja kiltti mies.
Joo, ei me kerro tästä kenellekään.
Ei siitä Suokosta olisi ollut merimieheksi.
No ei olisi, ei.
Ei.
Raukkaparka tuli niin merisairaaksi, että minä luulin hänen heittävän henkensä. Suokko oli vähän outo tapaus.
Oli.
Onneton lurjus. Mm.
Thank you. Hello, yeah. Hello, hello. I'm just doing an installation. Can you hear it? Okay.
It's not your person, it's not your ego, it's the real self, but it's the other one. Earthworm is one of the most efficient animals. It's the real self.
End of transmission. Find us on the internet, radia.fm. Over and out.
There seems to be an affinity to Finnish people in your work in
yes.
general.
Yes.
Tell us something about that.
Oh, it's a long story. Actually, it starts with a love story gone wrong. I fell in love with a person whom I thought he was Finnish, but actually he was only half Finnish. Anyway, I became obsessed with Finnish stuff, and then there was another DIY artist friend, Felix Schröder, whom I owe a lot in terms of inspiration and also music. One winter time, and I was scared of Sylvester, of New Year, because I didn't know where to go and I was unhappy, and Felix just said, hey, let's go to Finland, I have some friends there. So I arrived there, and then there was the snow and everything was white and it looked more Japanese instead of Finnish. And then I had my first Sony recorder with me and I started taping the snow. And that is how Finnish Snow Walks and Dances came about, this vinyl about Finnish snow music. And then, of course, I made friends and I returned to Finland and I had some artist residencies there. And I came up with another idea of like inserting a new Finnish avant-garde musician called Matti Mauri into the music history of Finland, being like one of the first persons who did motor music, like just like pre-techno stuff, and that was also turned into official radio. show then. Yeah, Finland is great. I mean, they have lovely things. They sing lots of karaoke, and they've got the sauna. They've got like a long, long summer with lots of light, and they've got snow and drink and fantastic cakes with lots of cream, topped with gum bears and lakritsi. So is that okay for you as an answer? Many, many villages, like out in the country, they have this kese theater. So they make summer theater on a stage, and it was just amazing. And I was there, and I was like also recording it, and I never found a place where to use it. So I just threw it into the Earthworm's journey, because yes, he's also visiting the summer theater and is sort of, you know, sitting there on one of the wetter benches. Basically, what I like about Radia FM and also about all this free radio scene, and also how I experienced it at the Radio Revolt Festival, is the freedom. The absolute freedom in creating things, be it just like spontaneously or partly prepared. But there is no you must not, you should not do this. So you can actually really follow your instincts and your own ears, and this is what I definitely appreciate, and I'm very grateful for having been introduced to this scene where I feel at home. Like with Radio Revolten, I had this thing, you know, the hermit crab who has to leave one house when it has become too small. And then I was like, I felt like one of these hermit crabs just walking around and being like, feeling very vulnerable because he has no house. And then I came to the Radio Revolten, and there was this big house filled with people and all of them making radio, and one thing crazier than the other. And many things that were totally familiar to my ears. And so I thought, oh, I found a new shell.
Radio Files is a mobile radio production for Documenta 14. For more information, visit mobile-radio.net.